This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Russia's FSB Security Service says it has detained a reporter for the Wall Street Journal on suspicion of spying for the U.S. government. The arrest of Evan Gershkovich, an American citizen, is the most serious public move against a foreign journalist since Russia invaded Ukraine. Reuters' Matthew LaRotonda has more.
Evan Gershkovich, the American Wall Street Journal reporter arrested in Russia on espionage allegations, was brought to a quick and closed-door hearing at a Moscow court Thursday, according to his lawyer, who was not allowed inside to see the charges against his client. Russia's FSB Security Service says it arrested Gershkovich on suspicion of spying for the American government, which a state-owned news agency reports he has pled not guilty to. The detention is the most serious public move against a foreign journalist in Russia since the beginning of the Ukraine war.
That's Reuters' Matthew LaRotonda reporting. Ukraine said Thursday that Russian forces had made some gains inside the eastern battlefield city of Bakhmut, but at a heavy price in lives lost that has blunted Moscow's offensive as Kyiv prepares a counterstrike of its own. Drone footage shared on social media, said to have been recorded Tuesday, shows smoke billowing from buildings. The small mining city of Bakhmut has been the site of the bloodiest infantry battle in Europe since World War II, with Russian forces seeking their first victory since mid-2022. Ukraine has been on the defensive for nearly 5 months. Thousands of Israelis came out in support of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's judicial overhaul plan Thursday, blocking a highway in Tel Aviv after months of anti-government protests convulsed the country. Police said they were responding to a group who blocked the Ayalon freeway. VOA News. Authorities in northwestern Pakistan said Thursday that a pre-dawn militant assault on a police outpost and subsequent roadside bomb had killed 4 police officers and wounded 6 others. The deadly violence occurred in the Lucky Marwat district in Khyber Pakhtunkhwa province, which borders Afghanistan. The U.S. Pentagon says 6 U.S. troops in Syria suffered traumatic brain injuries during 2 different attacks last week by Iran-backed militants. Pentagon spokesman Patrick Ryder told reporters Thursday that they were diagnosed recently during routine screenings.
There were an additional 6 U.S. service members that have subsequently been diagnosed with traumatic brain injury as a result of the Iranian-backed attacks.
The Pentagon also estimated 8 militants were killed during retaliatory U.S. airstrikes against 2 Iran-linked facilities in Syria. And those incidents that injured the U.S. troops happened on March 23rd and 24th. Ahead of a visit to China next week, European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen said Thursday it is not in Europe's best interest to use her word, decouple from China. Rather, she would like to focus on de-risking their relationship. But she said China's relationship with Russia will be a determining factor. VOA's Jeff Custer.
In a speech to a foreign policy think tank, von der Leyen said she and French President Emmanuel Macron will lead a delegation to China next week because she sees it as vitally important to ensure diplomatic stability and open communication lines with their Chinese counterparts, and is a key part of what she calls the de-risking through diplomacy of European relations with China. But the EU leader also noted Chinese President Xi Jinping's recent trip to Russia and his reaffirming of his no-limits friendship with Russian President Vladimir Putin.
We have to be frank on this point. How China continues to interact with Putin's war will be a determining factor for EU-China relations going forward.
Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
China on Thursday called remarks by U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen irresponsible and unreasonable after Yellen said Beijing's lending activities leave developing countries trapped in debt. Yellen on Wednesday told lawmakers she was concerned by some of China's activities globally, particularly its lending to developing countries. China has lent hundreds of billions of dollars to build infrastructure in developing countries. In response to Yellen's comments, the Chinese government Thursday said the debt problems of the world were made worse by the United States due to what Beijing called an unprecedented rate of interest rate hikes by the U.S. Federal Reserve. And Germany and the Netherlands intensified their military cooperation on Thursday, combining their armed forces with the last and third Dutch Brigade into the German Army. Marissa Melton, VOA News.